I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Today, students of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, re-entered the campus for the first time since the Valentine's Day shooting that killed 17 people. The students were there to pick up items they had left behind that day. The school reopened for classes on Wednesday. Congress, now back from a 10-day break, is under mounting public pressure to do something on gun violence. Republican Senator Pat Toomey said he plans to re-propose his bill with Democratic Senator Joe Manchin that would expand pre-sale checks of firearms at gun shows and online. The bill was first introduced after the Sandy Hook shooting and has been defeated by the Senate twice. The Russian defense minister stated that President Vladimir Putin has ordered daily, quote, humanitarian pauses in the rebel-held area of Eastern Ghouta in Syria. The ceasefire will be between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. every day starting tomorrow, and Russia will also help arrange an evacuation route for civilians. Ghouta has been bearing bomb attacks by government forces for weeks. In a unanimous vote 2 days ago, the UN Security Council approved a resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire. A Chicago pastor who has been fasting in support of Dreamers plans to take his protest to Washington, D.C. Father Graff plans to march in front of the White House for 40 straight hours, from 9 a.m. on March 4th through 5 p.m. on March 5th. While marching, he also plans on holding cards that show how many DACA recipients are losing their status per day and how many per week, 916 and 6,412, respectively. Father Graff stated that by the end of March, over 25,000 will have lost their status. Trump ended DACA in September and gave Congress until March 5th to pass a permanent legislative solution. Pope Francis has named Spanish nun Sister Carmen Rosnortes as the new undersecretary of the Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated Life and Societies of Apostolic Life. Sister Carmen is a member of the Sisters of Our Lady of Consolation and served as a missionary in South Korea. She has degrees in theology, catechetical pedagogy, and humanities, and was hired as an official to the congregation that she is now undersecretary for in 1992. Today, the Supreme Court rejected a bid by the Trump administration that asked to be able to bypass a federal appeals court and have the Supreme Court decide on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, commonly referred to as DACA. The decision by the Supreme Court means that the case will have to make its way through all the lower courts before the Supreme Court will make any decision on whether or not to take up the case.